The great father and son, alayhim as-salam. The great father and son, alayhim as-salam. Alayhim as-salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Great Father and Son. In this program, we talk about two great personalities, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, great father and son. Inshallah, today in specific, we'll be talking about the awsaf, attributes, qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Be with us from start till end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge we'll be learning together. Ask your family members to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Respected viewers, it's a very good idea that we learn knowledge about our pious predecessors. We learn knowledge about our heroes. We learn knowledge about prophets. We learn knowledge about Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt. So this program is about the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many accounts of prophets alayhimus salam in the Holy Quran. So we should learn what is there for us to seek knowledge and to act upon. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Azati Allama, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can make this intention that you will watch this program from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too, insha'Allah azza wa jal. Today, the very first quality attribute which we will be discussing of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam is his generosity and his hospitality. Respected viewers, he alayhi salam was extremely generous and hospitable. Hence, Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty sent Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salam, chief of the angels, to Ibrahim alayhi salam with the message that, O Ibrahim, I have not chosen you as my Khalil, meaning as my friend, because you worship me the most. Rather, I have done so because you have the most giving heart amongst all believers. SubhanAllah. So this was the generosity. That's how he was praised. The most giving heart, Allahu Akbar, he possessed. And the way he was generous and hospitable, we will inshallah further find out. Hazrat Ubayd bin Umar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he stated that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam would host guests. One day, when no guest came, he alayhi salam went out looking for a guest, but he did not find any who could come and become his guest. He alayhi salam returned to his house. Now what happens, respected viewers of Madani Channel? He comes to his house and he sees that someone is standing there. So he asked, O man of Allah, who admitted you into my house? Without permission, somebody had come. He asked, who admitted you into my house? He replied, I have entered with the permission of my Lord Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, who are you? He replied, the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam. My Lord has sent me to one of his people to give him the glad tiding, to give him bisharat, good news, that Allah Almighty has made him his Khalil. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, who is it? I swear by my Lord, if you tell me about him and he is in a remote city, Even then, I would visit him and stay with him until death separates us. The angel of death replied, you are that person. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said, me? To which he replied, yes. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, for what reason did Allah Almighty make me his Khalil? The angel of death replied, because you give to people and do not ask anything of them. Allah Akbar. What a great good deed it is, respective viewers of Madani Show. Helping others without wanting any favors back. This was the quality, this was the attribute, this is the wasf which was present in the qualities and attributes of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he was quite generous and he was hospitable and he would give open-heartedly, generously, subhanAllah, when it came to help others. And he was extremely hospitable. Respecting you, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the first person to have hosted a guest was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he writes, before him, meaning before Ibrahim alayhi salam, no one went to such lengths to host guests as he did. He would not even eat without a guest. We learn from this the reference to Ibrahim alayhi salam as the first person to have hosted a guest means that he alayhi salam was the first to go to great lengths for a guest. Sayyidina Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala an has stated, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was called Abu Dhifan, meaning the great hospitable one. This was his kunya. His splendid house had four doors so that no one would remain deprived of hospitality. That's how he was generous and that's how he was hospitable. Respectfully, if you further talk about the asaf, the attributes of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty increased Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam in his knowledge and action. Due to this, he recognized Allah Almighty and gained the strength to perform worship. He alayhi salam reminded people of the hereafter, and he would frequently make mention of this. The love for the world did not find any room in his heart in the slightest. Allah Almighty has stated,
وَاذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولِي الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ إِنَّا أَخْلَصْنَاهُمْ بِخَالِصَةٍ ذِكْرَ الدَّارِ وَإِنَّهُمْ عِنْدَنَا لَمِنَ الْمُصْطَفَيْنَ الْأَخْيَارِ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. Remember our people Ibrahim, Ishaq and Yaqub, possessors of might and insight. We specified them through a pure word. It is the remembrance of the Ibad in the hereafter. And indeed, to us, they are certainly amongst the exceptional chosen ones. SubhanAllah. Respectfully, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was chosen friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chosen prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was certainly exceptional. How beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. And this verse also talks about his insight, his knowledge, subhanAllah, which was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him. Further, when we talk about the attributes of this great personality, Khalilullah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was also dominant in his personality. It is mentioned by Sayyidina Khalid bin Ma'dan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Grapes were presented to Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam in a utensil. He would pick them up and eat them one by one, remembering Allah while eating each grape. Now, this is the practice of great chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. even while eating, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam did not forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With each grape, he would mention the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how he would remember Allah azza wa jal. But unfortunately, what is our condition when we are working or when we are engrossed in worldly activities? We totally forget the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim that if our hands are working, right, but our heart and mind should always remain towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respecting Yusuf Madani Shem, this comes with practice. Yeah, it's easy to say, but the more you indulge yourself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you would carry out the normal house chores or normal activities, what you normally do, but again, your heart would remain busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you would always, have that attention in Allah. And this is something which comes with practice. Inshallah, if we follow the footsteps of great personalities like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, then definitely, inshallah, maybe one day we'll get that too. Now, if we talk about the profession of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, because we're learning about the biography of Sayyidina Ibrahim and attributes, Ibrahim alayhi salam had various professions to earn a livelihood. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has said, Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam used to engage in farming. And then it is also mentioned in another narration that he alayhi salam used to herd goats. Another narration states that he alayhi salam used to sell clothes. So in the Ishaq bin Yasar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed by some cloth merchants and said, hold on firmly to your trade because your father Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam used to sell clothes. So this is also from where we learn that what was the means of livelihood of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam through various narrations. So if we adopt these professions, these trades, these businesses inshallah, and we have got this intention in our mind that we are following the sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim subhanallah, inshallah, we will also get reward for that. Further, respecting views, there are certain attributes in which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam stands out. And his personality becomes prominent and dominant when it comes to talk about certain things. And there are certain, subhanallah, things which were initiated by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam himself. Now, let's find out what are those. He alayhi salam was the first person whose hair turned white. Interesting knowledge, isn't it? He was the first person whose hair turned white. He alayhi salam was the first to apply dye made of henna and indigo leaves to white hair. He was the first one to wear stitched trouser like a lower garment. He alayhi salam was the first to deliver a sermon on a pulpit. Subhanallah, what an amazing piece of information we are learning. He alayhi salam was the first person to host guests with great hospitality. Extreme hospitality. And he alayhi salam was the first to prepare thurid, like is a bread soaked in a curry. So he was the first one to prepare thurid. And he alayhi salam was the first to embrace people when meeting them. So these are the few things which were initiated by Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about the awsaf, we are talking about the attributes, qualities of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Interesting fact and point which is very important to notice that there are 14 places where Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam's attributes they have been mentioned in the Holy Quran, Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll mention a few to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his Kamil Iman, his faith in the Holy Quran, in these words.
إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
He is from our people who have the highest level of perfect faith. Allahu Akbar. We are believers, Alhamdulillah. But what kind of believer Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was that highest level of perfect faith who is becoming witness of Quran Majid, Furqan Hamid itself. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about his perfect faith, his Kamil Iman in the Holy Quran. Further, he was a truthful person and a prophet, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in these words.
وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا.
And remember Ibrahim in the book. He was an exceedingly truthful prophet. Allahu Akbar. So, in this verse of the Holy Quran, the important point to notice that the wisdom behind specifically mentioning his attribute of being truthful could be to educate certain people who, on account of some incidents, have opinion that Prophet Ibrahim's remarks did not reflect what transpired. Respect to Yusuf Madinishan, Subhanallah. So specifically his nubuwa and his truthfulness is clearly mentioned in this verse. If we talk about further, another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, he possessed countless virtues. He is the leader of all the people and he obeyed every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always stayed away from falsehood and focused on the truth. Furthermore, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was completely disassociated from polytheism and falsehood. He alayhi salam was grateful for divine blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states,
إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه.
Ibrahim had all good traits, a leader obedient to Allah and pure from all falsehood, and he was not a polytheist. Grateful for his favors. Subhanallah. So these beautiful qualities which have been mentioned, traits by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Further respect viewers, Allah Almighty has said,
مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Ibrahim was neither a Jew nor a Christian. Rather, he was pure from all falsehood, a Muslim, a believer. And he was not amongst the idolaters. Respecting rules, here Islam properly fulfills every command given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Almighty has said,
وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى.
And Ibrahim, who fulfilled all obligations. What kind of obedience he had? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned that he fulfilled all obligations. This is the attribute. This praise is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Further, he was most forbearing. It's another beautiful quality which we should also have. Tolerance, forbearing, forgiving others. God-fearing, having taqwa, having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam would weep in the court of Allah Almighty and turn to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in these words,
Inna Ibrahim lahaleemun awwahum muneeb.
Indeed, Ibrahim is forbearing, very tender-hearted, and one who returns to Allah. May Allah Almighty enable us to adopt these beautiful attributes. See, we should also have hilm, we should also have forbearance, we should also forgive others, we should also cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should also reflect upon our sins, we should also have these beautiful attributes which we learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Having kamil iman, May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such iman that cannot be shaken. Allahu Akbar. When we live as Muslims. When we die as Muslims. May our iman remain intact with us. May we become kamilul iman. May we become people who have perfect belief. And then first is aqidah, first is belief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true aqaid, true beliefs. Not only that, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good attributes like Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam possessed. Allahu Akbar. Being truthful is one of the beautiful attributes he possessed. May Allah give us tawfiq that we also speak truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away from falsehood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away from lying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also become God-fearing. You see, we have taqwa, we have piety, we have hilm. These are the beautiful attributes, respective views of Madani Shalim, what we learned from the seerah of Sayyidina Ibrahim, ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. The reason of this program, why we bring such series and programs, so that we can reflect upon our own self also. When we learn from the seerah and biographies of our pious predecessors, the first thing to note is that what is there for us to learn? What can we follow? The path, the legacy they left behind, how can we tread on that path? And how can we follow that legacy? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand what we've learned today. First of all, to me and to all of us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. That's all for today. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode with another interesting piece of information about Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Keep watching. Madani channel, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The great father and son, alayhim as-salam. The great father and son, alayhim as-salam.